Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to learn the halachas of redeeming the firstborn donkey. The Torah tells us the end of Parashas Bo in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel V'chol Peter Chamotiv Debeseh V'im Loisiv Deva Araptai, that you have a firstborn of the donkey, that donkey will be redeemed with a seh, which it literally means a lamb, and if you don't redeem it, then you will cut it the back of its neck, you will kill it. This is unusual because most non-kosher animals do not have the birthright of holiness, which requires a redemption. But nonetheless, when it comes to the firstborn donkey, it does. Let's do a little bit of background. So first, we're going to look at the basics of this law. What is the mitzvah? So if there's a firstborn male donkey, one has to take this donkey and exchange it with a lamb or a kid goat and give that to the Kohen. Give the lamb or the kid goat to the Kohen. What qualifies as a valid animal for redeeming the donkey? So although the Torah says that tifte baseh, this is understood to mean, and as the language of the Torah expresses itself, could refer to a sheep or a goat. It can be male or female, large or small, perfect or even blemished as well. As long as it's not a trefer, which means mortally wounded or diseased, it cannot have been slaughtered already, and it cannot be a ben pakua, which is born from a slaughtered animal. So all those are fine otherwise. Can it be redeemed with an item of value or money? And the answer is yes, but only if the value is actually the value itself. What happens to the lamb after the redemption? So the lamb is given to the Kohen and it becomes his property, but it's not considered holy. What happens to the donkey once it's redeemed? So the owner keeps the donkey and it becomes non-sacred after being redeemed as well, which means that, interestingly enough, we diffuse the Kedusha in the process of this redemption, unlike when it comes to the redemption, the firstborn animal, which is given to the Kohen and then sacrificed. There's no redemption process here. In this redemption process, the Kedusha, the holiness itself, is diffused and is not either on the donkey nor on the redemptive lamb. When is the bracha recited and what's the text? So as soon as it's set aside for redemption, so meaning as soon as you say that this lamb will be in place of the donkey, a bracha is said, and that is Asher Kiddushah B'mitzvah Sovet Tzivan Hashem, who sanctifies these commandments and commanded us al pidyon peter chamor, on redeeming a firstborn donkey. For those who've ever spent some time in Israel, from time to time this comes up, and people make big deals of this. There's like big ceremonies that go on and they dress the whole donkey up, and it's a whole business to see a pidyon peter chamor. Few other concepts, the timing. So a couple questions. From when is one obligated to redeem the firstborn donkey? So it starts from the day it is born and exists until the day it dies. However, it's a mitzvah to do it as soon as possible, not to delay it. This is different from the regular mitzvah of Bechor, of a kosher animal, which only really starts after 30 days or 50 days when one is obligated to redeem it. When it comes to a pidyon peter chamor, it starts already from the moment it's born. At what point is the donkey no longer holy? So it's the moment that it's set aside to be designated to the Kohen, even if it's not yet being given to the Kohen as well. Which leads us to the third topic, which is the treatment of the donkey. May one derive benefit from the donkey before it is redeemed? The answer is no, it's considered holy, and therefore you cannot benefit from it before, even if it was already given to the Kohen, before it was redeemed. The Kohen himself is also forbidden to use it until the lamb is received. What must be done if the donkey dies before redemption? So then it must be buried and cannot be used in any way. It's not for something which is a holy animal may not be used for human needs. What is done if the owner refuses to redeem the donkey? So then he must strike over the back of the neck with a hatchet or an axe until it dies and then bury it. Very strange, because you cannot allow this Kedusha to be walking around. Very, very fascinating. Which is better? Is it better to redeem or kill it? And obviously, but Chazal pointed out, the Torah is asking us to do the redemption and not to kill it. Finally, last point is a question of ownership. Who is exempt from the mitzvah of redeeming a firstborn donkey? So a Kohen or a Levi. If they own a she donkey that gives birth to a firstborn, there is no mitzvah. And similarly, the daughters of Kohanim or Levim, even if they are married and they own their own donkey, do not have the obligation of Peter Chamor. What about the husband of a Bas Kohen? So a man who is a regular Israel is married to a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi. If he owns a donkey, he certainly still must do the redemption. Are partnerships with Kohanim or Leviim or non-Jews obligated in the Smiths? And the answer is no. So let's say a regular Israel has a partnership and a donkey, and the donkey gives birth to a firstborn. In that case, one does not perform the Smitsa. However, it is worthwhile noting that one should avoid such partnerships. In other words, one should avoid trying to escape this particular mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamor, and because there is a valid way of being able to do this. Why is this different from regular bechor of other animals, where one does actually seek to get a partnership to avoid the mitzvah of bechor? And the reason is because when it comes to the bechor of a regular animal, a kosher animal, in that case, there's special ways that one has to treat it, because there's no way of bringing it as a sacrifice, bizmaneno, in our times. Therefore, it's going to probably lead to mistreatment of something which is holy. Whereas when it comes to a pidyon petach hamor, it's very easy to diffuse the kedusha by just exchanging it for a lamb and giving that lamb to the kohen, and therefore it should be done. It should not be avoided because there's no cost to the to in this case. It's not as complicated to navigate, even in a post-Mikdash reality. With this, we conclude the very fascinating halachas of pidyon petach hamor. Have a wonderful and meaningful